City revitalization is a hot topic these days, but much of the research about urban renewal centers on major cities like New York or San Francisco. Should Pennsylvania's smaller cities follow big city revitalization trends? Keystone Crossroads' Kate Lau Schaffner spoke with University of Scranton professor Megan Ashlin Rich about small city advantages and Scranton's renewal efforts.
You hear a lot about city revitalization and renewal these days, this idea that cities are making a comeback and here's why. But many of those studies or reports that make it to the mainstream media focus on really big cities like D.C. or Seattle or L.A. You actually wrote a paper on Scranton's revitalization, looking at how big city renewal ideas apply to a small city.
I think there are some real unique differences when it comes to small city revitalization. I do a lot of research in Baltimore. That's where I'm from. And the things that Baltimore can do are not things that a place like Erie or Altoona or Harrisburg or Scranton can do. You know, when you only have a population of less than 100,000, there's not the critical mass that you would need in order to, say, have an opera house or have a major league baseball stadium. But what small cities do have is, you know, the small footprint, the concise downtown, where it is walkable. It's much easier to connect to natural beauty, especially in a place like Pennsylvania, where you're just surrounded by, you know, either mountains or water or some kind of, you know, natural habitat that's a short distance from the city. You know, you have a population that is really connected to that town that they grew up in. And so I think there's just a lot of bonuses to small cities, but they can't do the same things that big cities do. And they shouldn't want to, because big cities also have big city crime. Big cities have big city traffic, and small cities don't. So there are some really unique challenges, but also unique pluses to being in a small city.
You talk about how small cities should really focus on their strengths, like thick social ties, because there are people who live there for those reasons.
Right. And a lot of the people I talked to really talked about this idea of authenticity, that Scranton is a very authentic, real place. Oftentimes in the media, it's derided as kind of a hard scrabble place. When I came here, before I even set foot in Scranton, that's really what I thought. And I got here and I was really surprised at really how nice it was. It's very charming. People are, you know, once you get to know them overall, very friendly. They want to, help you meet other people. People were very willing to talk to me. And in fact, I was able to talk to, you know, anyone in politics I wanted to, which in a big city like Baltimore, where I'm coming from, is not easy.
Do they feel like there's hope for the future, or are they discouraged by the reputation that Scranton has?
They felt overall that Scranton had improved in leaps and bounds in the past 10 or 20 years, that we were getting more and more people coming from other places, and that was a good thing. Where the population in Scranton has actually grown in the past 10 years, and that has everything to do with immigrants coming in.
Our focus at Keystone Crossroads is the problems that Pennsylvania cities are facing. What are some lessons learned from what Scranton is doing to revitalize?
Well, I think one of the major things is to really focus on the quality of life for the people who are live in your city already, but people who also are interested in moving there. People want to live downtown. They want to walk everywhere. They want to, jog by the riverfront and not have the riverfront covered over or hard to get to. You know, they just want walkability in general. So making the quality of life and improving that as much as you can for the people who already live there, but also people who might be interested in coming in, is, I think, one of the major takeaways you can take from Scranton.
Well, Megan Ashlin Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.